Whoa, guys, let's just take a deep breath before we get upset. It's just tech news, okay? This intro is brought to you by They're Just Movies, the podcast. We just did Squid Game.
That's not a movie.
We're doing Dune next week.
That's a series.
That's not a movie either.
Okay.
It's a lifestyle.
Whatever works.
Blockchain technology. We love it. It's on the rise. But apparently Valve isn't a fan. Yesterday, the PC gaming giant banned all Steam games that use blockchain technology. They didn't make a big deal about it, though. The change was spotted by Age of Rust developer Space Pirate Games, who tweeted about a new entry in Steam's Rules and Guidelines section banning applications built on blockchain technology that issue or allow exchange of cryptocurrencies or NFTs.
No!
The
pictures!
Gameplay in Age of Rust involves solving puzzles to collect NFTs, so they're obviously not too jazzed about the decision. But for Valve, this is less about staying in the Stone Age and more about blocking in-game items that have real-world value, since that's what got them caught up in a legal snafu, I love the word snafu, over gambling laws in 2018. So lame, Valve! Where will I get the thrill of playing the NFT market, except literally anywhere else on the internet? After HTC's Vive Flow VR headset leaked earlier this week, the company officially unveiled it yesterday, answering all of our burning questions like, were most or all of those press images of people happily using the headset photoshopped? The answer is yes. Most or all of them were. Turns out the Flow is intended for media playback and very simple VR apps. Use an Android phone as the controller and it can't run for more than a few minutes without being plugged into a battery pack.
That's the way I like it.
It honestly seems like a Google Daydream View or an Oculus Go, but worse, if that's possible. Also worse is this tweet from the president of HTC China asking Facebook's Andrew Bosworth, affectionately known as Boz, if he'd like to trade Oculus's lightweight VR prototype for a Vive Flow. A deal Boz rejects! Don't fight, guys. No one wants either of these. Although I might be speaking too soon. The US Army just delayed their testing of Microsoft's HoloLens to make sure it can meet requirements. And I mean, that thing's been, it's like 20 years old at this point, so maybe HTC is involved somehow.
Almost certainly not.
And the internet hasn't had a good okay boomer moment for some time. Thankfully, the governor of Missouri has stepped up. Governor Mike Parson, which is a very boomery name, has threatened to sue the St. Louis Post-Dispatch for hacking after they published a story about a security flaw found in the state's public records database. The flaw made the social security numbers of education workers visible simply by inspecting the site's HTML source code, which can be done by pressing F12.
What?
You can also right click. I'm a hacker, I knew it! I've been black hat this whole time! Making the story even more amazing is the fact that this flaw was reported to the state many years ago, and the Post-Dispatch held off on publishing the story until officials could remove the affected web pages. To be fair, I get how Governor Parson wasn't able to parse how all this works in his mind. The internet's just a series of tubes. Y'all went down the wrong tube.
We only go through some tubes in Missouri.
Now it's time for the quick bits brought to you by the MSI Spatium M480 SSD. Built on PCIe and NVMe, the M480 can achieve sequential reads of up to 7,000 megabytes per second and writes up to 68,000. But a super fast car needs to be super safe, which is why this drive has built-in data security with error correction capabilities. With capacities from 500 gigabytes to 2 terabytes in the M.2 2280 form factor, it's suitable for both desktops and notebooks and a treehouse or wherever you want to be. Plus, it comes with a 5-year warranty. Learn more about the Spatium M480 SSD at the link below. What do you mean you don't know what quick bits are? We do this every time! Many customers of Visible, a wireless provider owned by Verizon, reported that their accounts were hacked this week, leading to fraudulent purchases and changed passwords.
Actually hacked. Not just pressing a button.
Millennial hacked. Visible blamed reused passwords from outside sources for the hack, but also admitted to experiencing technical issues with its platform last week. So while Visible may have screwed up here, the real takeaway is use a password manager and two-factor authentication.
Stop using the same 1, 2, 3, 4. No!
After Best Buy essentially locked the ability to purchase a PS5 behind a $200 paywall, scalp buy, Sony has decided enough is enough, and now they're offering a direct buy option. This is revolutionary. They're vertically integrated. This is crazy.
They're at the outlet mall.
PSN account owners can register to buy a single console only on PlayStation's website and will be selected based on their previous interests and PlayStation activities. Wow, I never thought a stock shortage would lead to another Gamergate.
What?
Keeping? Oh. We're gatekeeping. Who gets to buy? Only true fans can buy a PS5. Can you do the PlayStation thing?
No.
PlayStation. Roblox is weathering some player backlash after announcing a number of upcoming changes, including a ban on the use of VPNs and the addition of realistic player avatars with reactive facial expressions.
Gross.
I have a canker sore. I have to eat like this. I get the pushback because as far as I understand, Roblox is supposed to be kind of ugly. So if your realistic face is pretty, it's no bueno. It fulfills the deep need in all of us to have to inhabit the body of something that looks like a mutated Lego person. It's fundamental. That hair just clicks on.
Who I really am.
Yes.
I wish.
A new phone called the Zimbezi Z2. It's a phone made by an LA-based company that's designed to share the profits from the sale of your personal data with you for a change.
Oh.
The Zimbezi, is that what is
it? Zimbezi.
I don't know. The Zimbezi Z2 will go for $550, supporting some real mid-range specs, but don't worry, you'll make your money back in no time with every piece of your soul you sell to advertisers. Honestly, I might prefer that they have my data if it means I can pronounce the name of my phone.
There's a trade-off.
And it's happened. They put a gun on Spot. Okay, it's not actually Spot from Boston Dynamics, but it's a very similarly designed dog robot dog called QUGV. From Ghost Robotics, who recently showed off models equipped with both a sniper rifle and a spy drone. We now live in a world with flying robot sniper spy dogs. In hindsight, it was inevitable.
I was gonna make it if they didn't.
They're still good boys. And this episode's ending is inevitable, so come back on Monday with more tech news, more good boys, and everything will just be fine.
I mean,
just fine.
Not if those dogs show up.